Hiya, this is Wildcards, the show where democracy decides what we talk about. And with me today, at the behest of the public vote, I have got Neil Atkinson, I've got Ian Salmon, I've got Grace Maley, and I've got Paul Ammon, who you will have seen doing all sorts of brilliant things with Rainbow Laces, Cop Out, and Homotopia recently. And it's lovely to have you here, Paul. You've not been on Wildcards before, so I'm definitely going to need to explain the concept of the show.
Please, that'd be helpful.
So, everyone else knows it. I mean, Ian Salmon is essentially part of the furniture on Wildcards at this point. What is Wildcards without Ian Salmon? We have got a
much better.
Hey, I won't hear it. So everyone's been voting on Twitter for the topics in our four categories. Whatever's won out in the public vote, we are duty bound to talk about. However, everyone on this show has got a wild card that they can play at any point. When you play that wild card, you can talk about something else that didn't win, but you've only got one. It can't be reused. You can't rip it in half and use half of it. So use it wisely is what I would say. And Neil doesn't even know what's won, so he won't know when to play it. It's going to be chaos. Exciting. We love
it. I have no wisdom. None whatsoever.
No wisdom. Well, let's dive straight in, shall we, with LSE. And your options were our last 16 opponents, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, or your favourite knockout game. Now, talking about last 16 opponents and just generally talking about Liverpool, it's important to state that we are recording this before the Napoli game. So we can't be asked to be experts on anything that hasn't happened yet. You can't ask that of us. So we're going to find out on November the 7th, the draw for the last 16, Neil. I mean, looking at who we've got, once you take out English teams and once you take out Napoli, who among those are your choices and why?